Yes, indeed, Mark. A couple of good results indeed. And as you say, 20 and 23 championships indoor in that flowing, and a couple of gold medal performances, in fact. So we'll start with earlier this morning with Joseph Gillespie of Finn Valley in the triple jump. He had a number 23 victory in a 13.71, yes. And that was a resounding victory, really, to add to the medal that he got at the National Senior Championships a couple of weeks back. So this is a good development performance from him, so well done to him. And indeed a good development performance as well in the sport for Keefa Gallen from Lifford-Strabane. She threw 12.56 in the shot, won the shot in the Under 20 Championships by just over a metre. So she was totally in control. And again, that's the knock-on from the National Senior Championships where she got a silver medal. So both these young athletes on the right particular, really, in terms of development. So well done to them. And then we had a really good performance in the last half hour from Ethan Dewhurst from Glenfees from the Chirconnell Club in 400 metres under 20. Ethan, of course, ran in the National Seniors as well. Didn't make the final. His brother did, Fintan. Fintan didn't compete today, but Ethan did. And he's a really talented young boy. And he came through very, very strongly to one the 400 metres with a 48+. So well done to him. What other stories was it? Well, yes, Erin Friel, she finished second in the 400 metres. So well done to her. That's her back in business. A great season last season, of course. This is her first real outing of the season. And, you know, she got that European underage medal last year. That was very positive at European level. And now she's building on that. She's going to the States later in the year. So indoor season, there you have it. A silver medal under 20 and a good strong performance from her. What else had we? Well, we had a couple of other near medals, like Brendan Nabeira from Letterkenny in the 200 metres, finished fourth. Young Stephen Sevlin from Finn Valley just beat on countback for a medal in the high jump under 20. So those were the kind of results so far. Many, many other Donegal athletes in competition, but those three gold medals will take the headlines, really. That's Keefa Gallen, Ethan Dewhurst, and indeed Joseph Gillespie. Then the other story that's ongoing today, big crowd in Derry for the 10-mile race there. A Donegal victory there for John Joe Doherty, 52-odd for him. He really was in control, and strong performance from him. Now he's going to do that half marathon in Omagh. That's his next challenge. But really, really, really out in front today of maybe 1,000 athletes there in that race. So well done to him. And then last night in Boston, actually, the national final of the high school athletics. Sophia Thompson of Finn Valley runs for Union Catholic, of course, high school in the States, out of New Jersey. And she was on that Union Catholic team, distance medley, really. She took the team home, anchored the team, in fact, and they broke the American record. They won the American title. So really, really good, strong again start for her. Now she's back in action over 1,600 metres tomorrow in the national final as well, sponsored by New Balance. That's again in Boston. So a weekend in Boston for her, a weekend that has started extremely strongly for her. So we'll see how it goes. Now her split in that 400 was 4:41. So all indications are she could shake a Donegal record, you know, which stands to Carol Lafferty at 4:22.44. So well, let's see what happens, but we'll know all about that tomorrow. So that's the story, big story, obviously, winning that 10-mile for John Joe, the three gold medals from Athlone, and of course Erin Friel back in action and really challenging for top spot in that 400 metres under 20. And then moving on from that, of course, Sophie Thompson in the States. So that's the story from today. Then we'll move that story on tomorrow and see where Sophia Thompson, how she impacts in that 1,600 metres. There will be a 1,500 metres split time, so we'll see what the story is, as I say, later tomorrow. But that's the story as of today, Mark.